On air, online, on digital, and the ABC Listen app on ABC Radio Hobart. Lucy Braden.
So how do you feel about the news? You could be blocked from sharing news content on Facebook and Instagram if a world-first attempt to govern how media companies deal with big tech becomes law. Now, Facebook has issued the threat in response to a proposed law that would see Facebook and Google forced to pay Australian media organisations for hosting their content. And it's created quite the storm. Associate Professor Johan Lidberg is a lecturer at the School of Media, Film and Journalism with Monash University, and he is here to break it down for you. Johan, hello. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Now, I guess at the surface, this kind of sounds a little confusing. Essentially, what does it mean in a nutshell?
Well, this has been coming for a long time, and we've seen attempts before in other countries, in the European Union, for instance. France and Spain have tried to go down the avenue of using copyright law to get the big tech companies to contribute towards the content produced. That wasn't particularly successful because copyright law is a much sort of weaker legal framework than what Australia is trying, which is competition law. So essentially what it means is that the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, came up with their digital platforms report last year. And what they pointed out in their report was that the playing field, the sort of strength between the big digital tech behemoths, which are now global and really, really large, the playing field between them and the content producers, the media companies, is so uneven now that essentially they need help to deal with them. And we've allowed this problem to, you know, fester for quite some time. So it was brewing and it had to be done.
Does it mean someone like you or me would not be able to share, for example, an ABC News article online on a personal page? Does it mean all news content banned?
Well, Facebook they've fired a big salvo here and they have not been very forthcoming exactly what it means. We have to wait and see how this plays out. So I am in great doubt that they will actually really go down this path, because it would have huge ramifications for not only what Facebook looks like in the content, but also their sort of relationship with their users, you know. So we don't exactly know what it would mean. If they go through with it, it would mean that, can you imagine the Facebook feed without any properly produced content in there? What you would be left with in there would then be a cesspool of mis and disinformation and full of conspiracy theories. So I sincerely doubt this will happen. They are probably jostling for negotiation position, I would say, here.
What would settle it, do you think, Johan?
Well, they will have to, coming to the table will settle it. And Facebook and Google, they need to grow up, okay? They've been, you know, cashing in for decades now, or close to decades, and they need to grow up and take responsibility. At the core of this sits the fact that they refuse to acknowledge that they are actually publishers. They actually skirt both legal frameworks and ethical frameworks by saying they are platforms and the publishers are the people using their platforms. That is simply not true, because they make decisions on what goes on and off, even though they haven't done it in a very responsible way. So they will have to come to the table, sit down and negotiate in good faith with the legacy media companies.
Associate Professor Johan Lidberg is my guest from Monash University. He's a lecturer with the School of Media, Film and Journalism. And we're talking about that stoush, I guess you could say, with Facebook and Instagram. And there's this possibility that a world first attempt to govern how media companies deal with big tech could become law, which possibly could mean so much fake news and conspiracy theories online. Is that the real risk here, Johan?
I think the ACCC code will become law. It's got broad bipartisan support. So there's little doubt there. What it would actually mean, as I said before, I really don't think. I mean, it would be it would be really strategically silly of Facebook to do this, because they are, as you would be well aware, have been suffering a pretty serious backlash called the techlash ever since the Cambridge Analytica debacle in the 2016 US election. So I really can't see what they would gain. And to add to that, we have a lot of countries have their eyes trained on the situation at the moment. And this is a global phenomenon, right? So I have a feeling that there will be plenty of other countries and equivalents for ACCCs and parliaments that will try to go down this path. And as soon as there's more than Australia trying this out, then, you know, they could be in serious trouble, to be honest, Facebook. And users have a role to play here too. I mean, I'm millimetres from deleting my Facebook account. It's hard for me because it's part of my job to keep tabs on what's going on in there. But if this happens, and if you disagree with what Facebook does, delete your account and say, I'll be back once you behave in a responsible way.
Johan, I was just thinking I would do the same thing. And if it wasn't because of my job as well, I probably would have deleted it by now. I don't really use it all that much. But that's a great point. I mean, if this does go the way that Facebook wants it to, do you think there will be a mass number of people leaving the social media page?
Well, that's been discussed before, and you know, there were rumblings around the Cambridge Analytica stuff and not much happened. But I don't know, things have moved on since then, and Mark Zuckerberg has not, you know, covered himself in glory when he's been explaining why they keep hate and division and misinformation on there. So I think there's a lot of fatigue with Facebook. And I just found out the other day that you can actually delete Facebook but keep the Messenger function if you want, which I use for my family group. So there are various ways. And then, of course, there is the issue that they are so big too. There's been suggestions that Facebook and Google should be forcefully broken up. But that's an entirely other discussion. This is a first step on the way to deal with this, and it needs to be dealt with, because we can't have these global, huge entities that actually influence elections without being accountable for it.
And when do you expect to see a decision on this?
Well, so it needs to pass, the code needs to pass Parliament first, and then the different sides have a chance to sit down and negotiate in good faith. Then if that isn't done in a number of months, there is actually a mandatory arbitration rule in there. So an arbiter will come in and say, right, you didn't come to a deal, so we're going to help you come to a deal, and this is the deal, and you have to take it. If you don't take it, you're going to have huge fines left on you. So it's a number of months away, though, before push comes to shove.
Wow, but you don't think it'll come to fruition?
You mean Facebook banning news?
Yes.
I sincerely doubt it.
Well, I hope not. It'll certainly be a really interesting saga if it does. I wonder what is going through Mark Zuckerberg's head right now. And I mean, that would have flow-on effects to other countries too.
Well, yeah, and I think other countries would, you know, other regulators would seriously dislike that, because what it is, it's full-on bullying behaviour. So we saw Google come out last week and they've started posting it on us. You've seen, if you open YouTube now, there's a message saying that services will become worse if this happens in Australia and so on. And then, of course, which is also bullying behaviour. So my experience is that Australians don't take well to bullying. So,
yeah, I think you're right on that one. Johan, it's been really interesting to talk to you about this. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
Associate Professor Johan Lidberg, he's a lecturer at the School of Media, Film and Journalism with Monash University, talking about that argy-bargy between Australia, our government, and Facebook and Instagram, the owner of Facebook and Instagram, essentially. Facebook is saying if Australia requires it to pay for local news content, it will block all news from its Australian users. That is a huge step. What's going through your mind as you hear that? Would you be one of the people that would say, no, I'm deleting my Facebook account, my Instagram account? This is inappropriate.